Hello everyone, my name is Dora. I am a compulsive eater and grateful that I am here. I knew about OA 11 years ago. I was so fat. I always need to see my weight in pounds. I had 253 pounds, and it was February 2010, and I went to my gynecologist and told her, I am afraid about having cancer. I always had this fear. And she, as a friend, she is a friend, she told me, Dora, you could be afraid because you eat a lot. Eating a lot, you can have cancer, as you are afraid, but you can have diabetes, you can have high pressure levels, and yes, you can die. And that day, I thought a lot about her words. And my daughter at that night, she was only 3 years old. She slept at our living room, and I got her and I began to cry. Why? In 2004, 6 years before, my first baby had died. And it was a terrible moment because I have asked God to let her survive to a terrible disease, but she died. And I asked a lot to have another daughter. And at that moment, I had my wonderful daughter, 3 years old. And I understood that I could die. I could die because I was eating a lot. I was eating food from the floor. I was eating frozen food. I was stealing. Can you understand the word stealing? Food,
yes.
From the refrigerator, from others' house. I knew that food was killing me, but I couldn't stop eating. It was impossible. At that moment, I went to diet clubs, and all the times when I arrived at the correct weight, I began to eat again. I went to spas. I have never took medicine because as a health professional that I am, many times I said with a big ego, no, not me taking medicine. I know that this kind of medicine will hurt my body. I won't take medicine to lose weight. But actually, I wasn't taking medicine, but I was eating a lot. Eating, trying to kill myself. And my life was hurting myself using food. I can remember that at that moment, I had never loved myself. And something that I knew how to do a lot was hurting myself using foods. This was so strong in my life. I knew very well how to hurt myself with using food. Although I wanted to lose weight, after lose some weight, I always began eating again because I needed to hurt myself. And at that moment, this is something funny in my life. I don't know if you know the disease tuberculosis. This is an infectious disease that has a lot in my country. And I got this disease. And when I went to the doctor, I was the only person who was so fat with tuberculosis. And I can remember that I had the disease. I couldn't leave my house because I could give this disease for another person, and I went to buy sugar. My life was a mess. And after my doctor told me that I could die from my disease, I went to the internet and I began to ask help. Please, I would like to stop eating. It is interesting. I didn't want to lose weight. I wanted, and I was desperate, I wanted to stop eating. And someone wrote to me, there are Overeaters Anonymous meetings. And I wanted to look for these meetings. And I live in a small city that is 2 hours far from São Paulo, a big city here in Brazil. And I only found meetings in Brazil, in São Paulo. It was impossible for me. And someone wrote to me, there are online meetings. But I didn't have internet at home. And it is incredible because my life, in a way, is all the time about virtual meetings. But at that moment, I didn't have internet at home. And I needed 3 months to have internet at home. Then I went to my first virtual meeting in June at night here in Brazil. And I began my abstinence that day. Someone shared about step one, step two, and step three. And I understood that it wasn't my fault. I wasn't guilty because I ate as an animal. I just found that I had a disease. And I will never forget this day when I found the answer for all that terrible life, eating because I was happy, eating because I had a good result at my job, eating because my boss had humiliated me. I ate because I ate and because I needed to wait. I always thought that food was the answer for all my problems. And at that night, I just discovered the word insanity. I think that this is the voice of recovery. Insanity is something like trust that something that is killing me, this is food, is a friend.
10 minutes. Always,
10 minutes. Correct. Thank you. I always thought that food was my friend. And that day, I found the big word in my life. I found hope. And every day when I wake up and I send my food, my plan of eating, and I read OA literature, and I try to go to a meeting, and I work with my sponsor, is because I have hope. I have hope that more one day I won't eat compulsively. This is a miracle, because all my day I ate compulsively. At that day, my life began another life. It is interesting that at that moment, I bought a book in English called Voices of Recovery. Everyone know, but we didn't have this book in Brazil. And I bought this book thinking, oh, maybe this is a book about people who lost 100 pounds as I need. And I bought Lifeline too. I have lots of love when I see Lifeline, because in Lifeline, I found lots of people who lost 100 pounds as I needed that moment. And I bought Voices of Recovery. And when the book arrived, I understood that it wasn't about weight loss. It was about emotional and spiritual recovery. And there is a Lifeline Voice of Recovery Day. This is August 29, when they say, we will love you until you love yourself. And this was so strong for me. Many times I cried reading this quote, because really I never loved myself. Well, at that moment, I was abstinent after two or three months in OA, and I was attending meeting every day, most of the days here in Brazil, and I began to give service. And of course, I am sure that I keep coming back because I began to give service in a way at the beginning. Many times at the first year, I thought about leave away. Of course, after 6 months, I had lost near of 40 pounds, and I was losing weight, I was abstinent, and many times I thought about leaving, but not because I was giving service. I had commitments to my virtual meeting. I kept coming back. After 8 months, I started a meeting here in my city, a face-to-face meeting, and this meeting already exists yet. I don't attend this meeting. I attend only virtual meetings, but I know that this meeting exists. Sometimes I go there. And it's wonderful to know that I could help others to start their journey of recovery. How I keep my program? I keep my program giving lots of service because I know that I need to give service. And I have here a quote from Big Book, where Dr. Bob says, I give service because a sense of duty, it is a pleasure, because in so doing, I am paying my debt to the man who took time to pass it on to me.
5 minutes, because, sure.
Okay. And because every time I do it, I take out of a little more insurance for myself against a possible sleep. And this is so true for me. I give service every day. Today, I am the virtual region trustee, but I love give any kind of service. If I go to a meeting and I can do something for the meeting, I am there. Because service keep me alive. Service keep me coming back. It was easy all the time. No, it wasn't easy all the time. 6 years ago, I had a time of emotional and spiritual relapse. It was about being jealousy from my sponsor. It's funny. But this brought me to near of the food because I didn't want my sponsor to sponsor my friend. And I saw also anonymity exists. I had discovered that my sponsor was sponsoring another person. And I had lots of jealousy. And I wanted to control my sponsor, who she could sponsor. And because I was given service, and because I was given service at the world level, and I needed to keep my abstinence, I didn't break my abstinence. Another wonderful thing that I like to share when I share is about a page at Big Book who says grounded about professional life. I am a surgeon. And at some point of my professional life, I needed to stop doing surgery, big surgeries, because my big body didn't allow me. I couldn't have good results in tests because I only ate and slept. I have a PhD degree at my professional life. But my disease was killing me. And it's why I know how my disease kills not only my body, but all my life. I keep coming back. I keep working all the tools. I keep sending my plan of eating to my sponsor. Every day, no matter if I am traveling as trustee, sometimes I need to travel when coronavirus allows me. Doesn't matter if it's holiday, I need to work my program every day because my disease is here. I don't give service because I am a good person. I give service because I need a way alive. I work with a sponsor because I need my disease is an isolation disease. I see that I have 1 minute, correct?
Yeah.
Thanks. And I do need to work my program, work the steps. I found my higher power here. My higher power is this program. I really believe that this program works. And it's wonderful that I can begin my day at this meeting where sometimes I am here because I can listen the message. And I will tell you, thank you for accepting me because some of my disease tells me people don't understand your English. And I am grateful that you accept me with my difficulties with another language, and I can carry the message. Thank you so much.